far, so good. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's how the son of Paul Pelosi described his father's recovery exclusively to Fox News Digital. Police in San Francisco say Pelosi was attacked with a hammer by a man who broke into his home. The suspect was said to be looking for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who wasn't there. She penned a letter to members of Congress.
Here's what she wrote. Yesterday morning, a violent man broke into our family home, demanded to confront me, and brutally attacked my husband, Paul. Our children, our grandchildren, and I are heartbroken and traumatized by the life-threatening attack on our pop. We are grateful for the quick response of law enforcement and emergency services.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. The motive hasn't been revealed by police, but President Biden is calling on both parties to condemn political violence.
But you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real, that it's being stolen, that all the malarkey that's being put out there to undermine democracy.
Condolences are being offered by the president to South Korea, where a crowd surge has killed more than 150 people. It happened Saturday night in Seoul's busy entertainment district. Turning to politics, the midterm elections are just 9 days away, and one of the most closely watched U.S. Senate races is playing out in Pennsylvania.
You've got Democrat John Fetterman, Republican Mehmet Oz. This is a national race. It has national attention. It is extremely close. You put on top of all of that the fact that you've got John Fetterman having a stroke in May, debating just a few days ago, and a number of Democrats quietly saying, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Maybe you're not there in your recovery yet.
Fox's Rich Edson. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A highly anticipated news conference is scheduled for tomorrow morning in northern Indiana. State police are expected to release new information regarding the so-called Delphi murders that have gone unsolved for 5 years. According to reports, a man has been taken into custody.
14-year-old Libby German and 13-year-old Abigail Williams vanished February 13th of 2017, and they were last seen being dropped off by Libby's sister at a popular hiking trail in the small Indiana town and never seen alive again.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Also in Indiana, a teacher accused of creating a list of students and staff she wanted to kill has agreed to stay away from the school. Angelica Carrasquillo, who teaches fifth grade at St. Stanislaus School in East Chicago, is being held on $20,000 bond. She was removed from the classroom earlier this month after a staff member overheard a student talking about the list. When confronted by school officials, Carrasquillo allegedly told them she's having trouble with her mental health. She also allegedly revealed one of the names on that list. Scientists are keeping an eye on a giant space rock that's expected to cross Earth's path this week.
It's officially called 2022 RM4, and it's a big asteroid with an estimated diameter of up to 2,400 feet. It should pass by Earth this coming Tuesday at about 1.5 million miles at its closest point, or a bit less than six times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, moving at a bit over 52,000 miles an hour, all according to Live Science. Any space object that comes within 120 million miles of Earth is deemed a near-Earth object. Anything within 4.6 million miles of Earth is classified as a potentially hazardous asteroid.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.